You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Torchwood contains adult and disturbing material, which we strongly advise is not suitable for younger listeners.
And if Jamil can hold off on the rotor, the new relief workers from Crisis React are due in the camp at 0700 hours.
How many are we expecting?
Last week they said 8, yesterday they said 4. We'll just have to see who arrives.
Oh, good. Probably just some kid on his gap year.
Kitchens, maybe. Something's wrong. It's too quiet.
I was going to say. You know when you don't realise something's here until it's gone?
It's the tap! It stopped leaking.
Fat chance someone's fixed it.
Try that sink.
Nothing here either.
Oh, no.
It's happened, hasn't it?
I hoped we'd have more time. This is it, then. Day zero.
Look at them all. Today's going to be pretty grim, isn't it? Right, make sure you've got as much of them in the background, yeah? Okay, here we go. 3, 2...
For a city destroyed by flooding, a water shortage seems like a cruel joke. But Cardiff has now been without drinking water since 5 o'clock this morning. The entire supply is infected with poisonous mould.
Disaster Recovery Committee is refusing to comment on the Day Zero report, which surfaced this morning. The leaked report suggested that businesses and essential services were being asked to prepare.
You can see behind me, protesters have already started to gather outside the headquarters of the Disaster Recovery Committee. Where has the water gone, and when is it coming back? Cardiff has seen all manner of crises over the last few years, but the people are wondering, is this the one...
And we'll mute that, thank you. Whoever leaked that report, you will be found and you will be fired. Rightio, I want our statement ready in 10 minutes, okay? Go, go, go. Honestly, look at that reporter. She can barely hide that smirk. They're all so bloody delighted. Cardiff has never been so interesting. Frank, speak to security downstairs. Do not let the protesters enter the premises. Sal, get on the phone to the health secretary.
What, me?
Well, who else would you suggest?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry?
Brace yourself.
I caught you at a bad time, Andrew.
Oh, no, not at all. Lovely time. Perfect time. But if you could leave and never come back, that'd be excellent. Sal, just phone someone. Someone who knows what they're doing. Hopefully someone does. Are you still here?
I'd leave if I could, but I...
What? Duty prevails. You're in the way. We've got work to do. Do you know how many homes are now without drinking water?
I have a rough idea. And how many prepared for it? Were any civilians made aware of the Day Zero report?
That report was an independent assessment that went out to essential services.
Ugh.
If you're blaming me for not getting it out
there... I'm not blaming anyone.
What should I have done? Sat on the information? Caused a mass panic? I'm making difficult decisions here.
Believe me, I know how that feels. So let's talk strategy. A quick analysis shows the water pipes are infected with the...
We need action, not analysis, thank you.
Then what action are you taking? Water supplies aren't coming in. Nobody wants to help us.
Sal, 5 minutes till that statement. And where are the guidelines? I proofed them last night. They're good to go.
Here they are.
Look, maybe I could look at those for you.
Yvonne, if I need to ask you to leave one more time...
I understand why you're being like this, but if you allow me to offer my expertise, I know I can help here.
Whoa, 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 your expertise! Let's just remind ourselves, this is the expertise that drove Torchwood into the ground. This is the expertise that caused a whole fucking tsunami. Excuse the language... No, do you know what? Don't fucking excuse it. All the shit, we can trace it back to you. The day you turned up. Maybe that's my day zero. Now get your expertise out of here or I am calling security.
Andy!
That is Director Andrew Davidson to you. The DRC will sort this and you won't interfere. Torchwood, whatever's left of it, needs to keep its distance.
Right in the thick of it.
We'll not get through that lot to the bay.
We're a car, they're a crowd. Beep the horn and we'll see who wins. there you go.
Another win for Torchwood.
These days I'll take all the victories we get. Oh, that soldier boy coming over. Who has to flirt with him, me or you?
Sorry, you can't drive through here.
We're from Water Wales, here to test the water in the bay.
Oh, right. It can't all be poison, can it?
That's what we're here to find out.
Thanks. Drive on through, then. And get it sorted, will you? People are getting rowdy out here.
See? No flirting necessary.
Small mercies. Oh, well, then again, I think these soldiers are more than a little distracted with securing the perimeter.
What are they? Army?
Worse. SAS. Sergeant Andy's soldiers.
Not sure he should assign armed guards for crowd control. Never ends well.
Well, since the DRC has all those lovely new powers, it'd be a shame not to flaunt them.
There we go. Never been so easy to park down the bay.
Always a silver lining.
Right then, grab the kit and let's get testing.
When do we want it?
Now!
Excuse me. Thank
water!
You. Thank you.
What do we want?
Water!
When do we want it?
Well, look who it is.
Did you know I'd be here?
I kind of figured.
Jack, you're the last person I want to see.
You're not exactly top of my Christmas list either.
Hey, that's Yvonne Hartman.
Nor theirs, apparently. Come on, I can get you out of here.
Absolutely not. I didn't sneak out the back for this very reason.
Yes, it's me, Yvonne Hartman, Torchwood public enemy number one. Gather round, everyone, gather round. I need to make a statement.
Okay, are we good to go? I can deliver this statement to the camera outside if I'm... has anyone got a clean tie? I got coffee all down this one.
Sir, look at the telly.
What? Oh, no. Put the sound back on.
Looks as though the DRC are about to issue their statement, but their choice of spokesperson is... Yvonne Hartman from Torchwood.
Hello, everyone.
Bloody hell. She left out the front. Sal, call security. That woman does not speak for the DRC.
Oh, water. Water everywhere. But is it safe to drink?
Looking at it. This is meant to be fresh water.
Not so fresh at the moment.
No doubt about it. Same mould as last time. Maybe even a little stronger, actually. Lethal.
And it looks like it's spread throughout the... Oh, Lord. If this scan is right, we've lost the reservoir completely.
Okay, so the water's gone. Contaminated. Must have spread quickly. Flared up from the tsunami, perhaps.
And that's not all that's flared up.
I reckon the looting started, at least. Never mind your valuables. Lock up your bottled water. What's our game plan?
Two options. Option one, take that sample for analysis, reach out and form an unhealthy alliance between the DRC, the Army and Number 10.
None of whom are Torchwood's biggest fans at the moment.
There's no such thing as Torchwood. Not anymore. We go to them as concerned citizens seeking emergency relief.
The problem being?
Well, you said it yourself. The water's contaminated. All of it. Whatever this mould is, it's multiplying aggressively. The DRC can't risk it spreading beyond the city. That'll trigger an immediate quarantine. Easy enough to do with the bridge gone. And the rest of Britain doing little more than rubbernecking at the mess we're in.
So, we're on our own. Quel surprise. What's option two?
Option two? We pray for rain. According to my weather app, we're still forecast a dry spell.
Of all the times for Cardiff to get nice weather.
Suspicious, isn't it? You don't have anything to drink, do you? I'm starting to get a little thirsty.
And in a matter of hours, Cardiff will be completely devoid of clean drinking water. Torchwood have offered our services to the DRC and we are... No, no, hear me out.
I'm not sure this is working, Yvonne.
Let me help you put things right. When the water ran out this morning, did you check on this city's most vulnerable? Did you knock on your neighbour's door and ask if they needed help? If you don't help yourselves...
Okay, Yvonne, I can see security in the lobby and they're armed. Of course they are armed.
I'm going to save this city, despite you all.
Yvonne Hartman?
Okay, now we make our exit.
This way!
Wait! After those two!
God! This is awful! Grab closer!
Everybody's staying calm and rational, then.
Just people being people. Let's close that.
Right. What do you need me to do?
Keep calling the DRC and hounding them for some water rations. Our scheduled lorry seems to have got lost this morning.
Got lost? Uh-huh. Yep.
It's very easy to be cynical at a time like this. Ah, talking of which... Come on, Colchester, I need you.
Hey, by order of the DRC, you have to keep away. The water isn't safe.
You need to take that call?
One problem at a time. Look how big that crowd is now.
Do we need to intervene?
What can we do?
How about this? Go home! Please! There's no fresh water! That stuff is lethal! You hear me?
No, they won't listen. This is madness.
What did you expect?
I expected this, but over days, weeks, not hours. It's like the city's primed for disaster, getting faster and angrier to react. It can't go on like this.
Keep back! I will not tell you again. Keep back!
Deliveries being hijacked. Supplies being looted from depots. What the hell happened to common decency?
Sir, there's...
What, Sal? I'm a little preoccupied here.
We've run out of water on site.
Here? Oh, no. But we stockpiled for this.
There was a break-in around the back. Oh, they've nicked the lot.
Christ, we need to... Oh, God, what do we do? Did anybody get Yvonne Hartman? Maybe she can... No. It's up to me now, not Torchwood.
Okay, drive.
No, that would draw attention to ourselves. We're invisible here.
Why? Have you installed some sort of cloaking field?
No, it's just a crap car.
You know what? That tickled me.
I bet it's the first time you've laughed in weeks.
Yes, well, there's not been an awful lot to laugh at, has there? Except how badly this has all been going.
And whose fault's that? Who betrayed the city to the committee?
No, I will not accept that.
Won't you?
I was turning it round until you ruined it. You exposed me. You let me take the fall.
Oh, my turn to push you off the rooftop.
So this is revenge.
No, I just saved you there. Nothing's gone the way you planned recently, has it? Rallying the people. I'm not even sure what you were trying to do.
Neither am I, if I'm honest. Just a desperate plea.
First time I've seen you without a plan. You could have asked me for help.
After you betrayed me?
When's the last time you had some water? I've got a few bottles here.
I suppose I am feeling a little parched. Mm. So what do you want?
Answers.
Go on.
I know you were working with the committee, but what I don't know, and this is the big one, is why.
Please. Ah. You're not my loving husband.
Nope.
Any updates? On a scale of 1 to 5, how bad is it?
5? Or 1? Which is the shit end of the scale?
Okay, marvellous.
So, headlines. The DRC are full on ignoring me now. And I've had a call from Crisis React. Due to a quarantine order, they can no longer react to our crisis.
Well, it's not exactly cheery news from me either. Our stockroom's been cleared out. They've taken all the water out of the toilet system.
Lodge, are we really getting that desperate? It's like everybody's drunk out there.
A lot of them are drunk. Now that the water's gone, people's next tipple of choice seems to be alcohol.
Oh, because that's sensible, yeah. Okay, what's next?
Find Jamil, gather people in the lunch hall. You're respected around here. Maybe you can calm them down.
Respected? Yeah, okay, I'll take that. Has anyone checked on our guest in the utility room?
Way ahead of you, checking up on them now.
Right. Speak later.
Thanks, Tyler. I'm really grateful for all your help here.
Thanks. Funny, I'd have never chosen to do this kind of work.
It's when we don't get to choose that we make the best choices. Stay safe.
Never.
Colin?
Oh, hello. I just thought I'd see how you were getting on.
You're worried that the chaos out there will have an effect on me.
Maybe I'm right to be worried. You don't look well at all.
Never mind me. Take a sip of this.
What is it? Look, this isn't from one of the toilets, is it?
Drink.
Okay. Oh, this is fresh. Where did you get this?
Oh, I have a supply.
Oh, you forget how good water can taste. Thank you. How much is there?
You would like another glass?
Only if there's enough.
There's enough. There's always enough.
Wait, these sinks have water flowing. Oh, this is fantastic. Grab some containers. Let's see if we can spread this around. Hey, I need a few pairs of hands in here.
Colin, wait!
Yes, what's wrong?
No, nothing. People need this.
They really do. Oh, you're a marvel. Oh, now you call me back. Well, sorry, but it's my turn to be busy. Oh, I'll return soon. I'll get some others to help bottle this up.
Bottle this up? It's all bottled up.
I was working with them, not for them.
Is that an important distinction?
It was to me.
So you thought you could use the committee, but ha! Well, look where we are now.
You're telling me. How many years was I working towards that moment? And when it came to the crunch, I played my hand and...
They played you. Just like they played everyone else.
If I'd made the simple choice, the world could have been reset. Maybe it would have been better.
But they knew you couldn't let those people die, not when it came to it.
Couldn't I? It was Tyler. He talked me into improvising. Now look, I've got to try and stop all this. And for the first time since coming to this universe, Jack, I have no idea what to do.
I warned you! Back off, or next time I'll be aiming at you lot.
No, please, no!
You asked for it! I had to! Okay, I had to!
First casualties.
Killing for water. We have to stop this.
We can't. Not anymore.
This is the Disaster Recovery Committee. Stay away from the water. We will not order you again. We are flying around.
We need to get away.
Stay
now.
Away.
Oh,
God!
those gunshots?
Better check it out. Coming with?
I don't think so. We're two different forces. You're push, I'm pull. You'll never see it my way, and I will never see it yours.
I can help you.
You're hoping I'll work with you, learn the error of my ways, ask nicely for forgiveness, and we can maybe have a moment. I made one mistake, just one. I'm not abandoning my principles because of it. No. You'll excuse me. I'm going to speak to the manager. Take care, Jack.
Yeah, you too.
Here you go. Some water.
If everybody forms an orderly queue, we've got a good system going here. So
hey, mate.
Let's all stay calm. There's enough for everyone. Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just I need strength.
You're not okay. Sit down. I'll take over.
No, I'm sorry. I need to do this. Only me.
Are you sure? There's a medical kit in my office. Will that help, or is that...
Help. Yes. Go.
Can someone... No. I'll go and get it. Okay, there'll be a brief delay here.
Just give us some bloody water.
You, sir. Just relax, okay?
Just relax. It's all right for them, lot. Swanning around, running the place, knowing what's best. They'll have a private stash of water, you know. Whereas us, lot... Look, if you won't give us our water, I'll do it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the good stuff.
Help me. Please.
Drink up, guys. This is our water.
Give me some.
We're getting reports from the Ritz Tower camp.
Look, we don't have water for them. How many times?
No. People are saying there's a fresh water supply in the building.
What? How's that possible?
Well, it isn't. Not by any normal means.
What are you thinking?
The camp's run by Colin Colchester Price.
I know that.
Then you know he's connected to Torchwood, sir. If there's any weird technology at the bottom of this...
What, that can produce clean water? Okay, if there is fresh water, we need to go and secure it. Thanks, Sal. That was surprisingly helpful.
Right you are, sir. Come on. Hey, can you talk?
Yeah, one second, Sal. Make sure you get some GVs of all of this. Terrible. So, how's it going? You in full meltdown yet? It's horrendous out here.
Yeah, chaos.
So, what do you have for me this time?
Maybe this is a bad idea. You won't sensationalise this.
I'm not sensationalising anything. Good news is about heroes and villains, that's all.
I'm not sure.
Look, you rang me. So you must want to tell me something. Is there any relief coming?
No relief, no. But the Ritz refugee camp. They might have found a freshwater source and...
Thanks, Sally, you're a godsend. You lot, back in the van now. We're going to war.
I say one thing about Torchwood, it keeps me fit.
Were these barricades here this morning?
Hey, how do we get in?
Nobody's getting in. You're not taking our water.
What water? Look, we don't care about that. I bloody live here.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I need to see Colin. Could you fetch him for me? Colin Colchester Price. He's
no... Nobody's getting in and that's final.
I live here.
Oh. Why are you hiding in here?
We needed a break.
Take it easy. I brought the kit. A few paracetamol bandages. Normally has a little bottle of water, but someone's already got to that. None of this will help you, will it?
No. I wanted you out of the way.
Why? Whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, it's taking its toll on you, isn't it?
What I'm...
You don't have to hide it from me.
I checked the plumbing. The pipes all lead to the central water tank, and that's bone dry. So I won't pretend to know how you're, I don't know, magicking this water, but it's a great help.
Oh, it's hurting.
You're in pain.
I need to contain it. I can only give so much before I have to tap into the reservoir.
I don't understand.
My abilities were enhanced. I give the people what they want. I have to.
What on earth? Hey! Everyone, leave the pipe! If you carry on like this, people's gonna get...
Oh, look, it's in here. They've gone mad out there.
Colin, you're bleeding.
It's nothing. Head scratch. We can ride this out.
Oh, it's okay. You'll be okay.
I can't keep doing this.
Hello there. You look lost.
Excuse me, are you... Gold?
Never easy to ask, is it? Perhaps I ought to wear a distinctive hat.
You are surprisingly easy to find.
I am, once people decide to look for me.
Really? How come I've never found you before?
You never believed in me before. Sit down. Alice?
Would you like more biscuits?
Alice chose to come to work today, despite everything. Isn't that marvellous? I haven't finished these bourbons just yet, thank you, but anything for you, Yvonne? I'm afraid I can't offer you tea, for obvious reasons.
I don't want tea. I've walked across this city and seen the chaos that reigns. I've been saving this cigar for a special occasion. I reckon the death of Cardiff will do. Alice, was it, could you get me a light?
Are you going to smoke that in here?
Are you going to tell me I can't?
I suppose the world's going to shit, so help yourself. I'll find you some matches.
You're very sure of yourself.
I've been wandering this city all afternoon looking for you. There's rioting, looting, panicking, fighting. It's your job to stop all this.
No, sorry, it's not. That's the job of other people. People who make the right choices, not me.
But you're God.
Well, now, perhaps I'm not anymore. Perhaps I'm tired of it all. One thing you and I have in common, we've both found we've come to this world to be used. We've both been responsible for terrible things, and I've had enough of it.
You're giving up?
You don't need me to tell you what to do. When you crossed from your world into this one, that was the first time, wasn't it, when you believed in divine intervention? You were in the right place at the right time to escape the life you lived before. And now you're doubting your decision because everything's gone wrong. But it's still a fact, it has always been a fact, that you, Yvonne Hartmann, are in the right place at the right time.
Right. Are you saying it isn't over?
I'm saying you are here. And you could still make the right choices.
I'm not sure I've made any of the right choices. After the flood, this has all been damage control, and now it's out of control.
Tell me, what do you fear most? No longer being in control, or no longer mattering?
You tell me.
Well, no. Well, how did you find me? You didn't just walk into this one cafe. Building after building, coffee shop after coffee shop, you searched and searched and searched. Your determination was rewarded and the fates drew you here. Love will always win.
Love?
Stay with me. Let's talk it through.
Box of matches. You can keep them.
So what will it be, Yvonne? Are you ready to smoke that cigar?
Thank you, Alice, but I don't think I'll need them anymore.
Uh-huh. You've decided what you're going to do.
Am I meant to feel guilty?
Oh, I can't make that choice for you. I'll be waiting. Here.
Good. It was nice meeting you.
Yes, I suppose it was. Remarkable woman. Quickly, quickly! Oh, this is mortifying. Look at them all. Let's file a report. Ready? Come on. We'll get a few cutaways later. The public need to know. 3, 2... I'm outside the Ritz Tower refugee camp where we've received reports that the authorities are en route to seize a secret water supply. Oh, no, let's do that again. Illegal water supply. That's better.
Here come the big guns.
That's all we need.
Ah, and they've brought, quite literally, the big guns.
I feel like we've stumbled into the middle of a battlefield.
I'm Director Davidson of the Disaster Recovery Committee. We have emergency powers to take control of your water supply. This must be distributed evenly.
You think marching over here with your armed guards is the best way to defuse the situation?
Of course you two are here.
I happen to live here.
What's going on? Are you behind this?
Behind what?
You don't know. A city out of water, and this camp has a fresh water supply.
You mean like a reserve, or...
No. We're handling this now. You four, scout round the back. Look for other entrances. You, let us in.
Nah, mate.
Andy, come on.
By the authority of the DRC...
Go fuck yourself.
Rightio, then. You lot, kick this down.
Stop it. Help me! Break in! They're stealing our water!
Is this really how to handle the situation? Come on, Andy. Let's talk to them.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Try to be like Gwen. You're not Gwen.
And you're not Sergeant Andy, are you? You're Director Davidson. Clearly, he's a very different man.
Keep out of this, both of you. If you try and enter the premises, I'll have you arrested for obstruction. I won't let Cardiff suffer any longer. We need to secure this water and find out where it's coming from.
I am the water.
What do you mean? Your closed system?
It has closed around me, tighter and tighter, smothering me and squeezing it out of me. The world doesn't pay for this. I do. I am flowing through this camp and through these people and through this city.
How are you doing this?
I don't know. I only know I must because of love. It's hurting so much because I don't have enough to give.
What a mess. Look at them all fighting.
Tom, could you be 11 and see if there's any of that sparkling W-A-T-E-R in the van? Don't like to be dry on camera. Thanks.
Hey.
Hello. Look, I'm about to go on, so I'm not doing autographs, I'm afraid.
That's okay. I just wanted to say that you do a really good job.
The world needs to know what's going on in Cardiff. I keep them caring.
What about you? Do you care?
That's the viewer's job. I have to stay objective, hands off.
A city dying of thirst, not in a far-off country, but in the UK. What would make you care?
Look, who are you?
Just someone who cares, that's all.
Hey, listen. You can't just mic drop and sod off. Where are you going?
Time to get my hands dirty. Keep up the good work.
Riots around Ritz Tower refugee camp aren't showing any signs of dying down. You can see the DRC are trying to enter the area by force, but they're facing a lot of local resistance.
You shouldn't be here.
Where's Andy?
How did you get past security?
I need to speak with him.
They're all at the Ritz Tower camp. Please, just go.
Oh, you're clearing your desk.
Have you seen this city? Cardiff is finished. I can't do it anymore.
I just had a divine being talk me out of quitting. Sadly for you, I'm a little short of godliness and very short of time. But if there's one thing I've learnt, it isn't over yet. We can all be better than we are. Give yourself a chance. And give me the keys to your car.
This is the DRC. Please remain calm. We request your cooperation as we secure this facility.
Hey, Colchester. Andy, how you doing?
Jack. Partners.
What are you doing here?
Just checking in. Andy, what's occurring? Not here to steal these people's water, are you?
Jack, we're taking over distribution of it. Hoarding's an offense, you know.
That's a totally ordinary state of affairs.
Look here!
Earlier on today, his soldiers, there was a crowd trying to get at the water in the bay.
And that stuff's poison. We were keeping them back.
They shot them.
Look, warning shots were fired.
Yeah, we saw quite a few people bleeding and dying from those warning shots.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it bloody did.
Anyway, people, let's make sure this situation doesn't require you firing any more warning shots, shall we?
Oh, so that's it, is it? You've come here to be all heroic. I call it a bit bloody late for that, Jack. Torchwood, where were you when the tidal wave hit? You were supposed to keep us safe.
That's not fair.
We tried.
You failed.
Yes. Yeah. Torchwood failed. But just let me do something about this, please.
You're not getting our water.
Wouldn't dream of it. Look, I'm just here to make sure no one gets hurt. Please, let me in.
If you don't keep back, we must defend ourselves.
How the hell's he got a gun?
Okay, let's calm down. Aren't you a bit young to be holding that gun?
If you come any closer,
lower your weapon or we'll take you out.
Please, it's not a bad idea.
Let's all calm down.
You can keep calmer than him, can't you?
We will fire if necessary.
Are you threatening me? Everything I've lost and I'm living in this shithole, you think you could take even more from me?
Please, look at them all. They're just looking for an excuse to shoot you.
I've got nothing left. The water's all we've got. Don't let them take it.
Give me your gun. We'll talk. Look, I'm gonna step closer.
Stay back!
Okay, that's enough.
Back off! All of you, back off!
Right, you fucking asked for it.
No! No!
No!
Did you hear that? Was that gunfire? God help them. Someone get Adam on the phone. Another emergency bulletin, live from the scene.
Situation disarmed, sir.
Disarmed? You shot them both. Are you trying to get us lynched?
What the hell happened?
Jack threw himself in front of the kid. Tried to save him. They shot them both.
I told you both to keep back. Piss off. I'll handle this.
He's just a boy. Little more than a child, and you shot him.
He had a firearm. Everybody, just stand back.
You shot a boy, and that's how much you care. Look, what's happened here? A boy has been shot. Are we animals? Are we monsters? What damned use is water if we don't deserve to live?
Too right. You're right.
Are you trying to start a riot? Is that it?
So this is our fault?
This boy is losing a lot of blood. He needs help. Now!
You two, can we get a stretcher over here?
Sir.
I'm going with him. Let's get you to safety. Eng, while I save this kid's life, you deal with Yellow Stick and Mosley for me.
Absolutely.
She's going to be all right, hey. Please.
You're actually going for the moral high ground.
At least I know what it is, even if I don't visit often. Look at all this, Andy. Is it you?
Don't you listen.
You think I'm bad? You wait till Jack wakes up.
Hasn't he? It's been a while.
He's... Jack. Jack? Something's wrong with Jack. He's not reviving.
Oh, my God. We need another stretcher. Now.
Incredible scenes here. A pitched gun battle between the authorities and vigilantes seeking to control their access to a cache of illegal water. Will such tragic sights become the new normal? With questions already being asked about where these terrorists got their guns, we'll be speaking later to Director Davidson of Cardiff's Disaster Recovery Committee about what he'll be doing to keep the streets safe. Here come the stretchers. Paul, see if you can get in closer on the bodies. We can blur them if there's too much blood. And as the suspects are carried into an ambulance, we can see that the... Christ, it's just a kid, Paul. It's just a bloody kid. And the other man... just someone who cared. Jesus. Can we go from the top? We can use take one for GVs. The mood on the streets of Cardiff is somber today after a tragic incident in which armed soldiers opened fire on two protesters.
Okay, I want everybody to line up over there. We're all just gonna calm down, or there will be consequences, right? Now, where is the water? If anyone has any information, please step forward. You lot, start searching these buildings. We will find it.
Sir! We found someone at the gate, sir.
Who? Just hold them over there with the rest of them.
The rest of them? Oh, that's never me, Andrew. You'll want to hear what I have to say.
No, Yvonne, I won't.
Yes, you will. What if I told you where God is?
Out the way, please. Colin, anybody seen him? Anyone?
Colchester, in here.
Oh, that's all I mean.
What the hell's going on out there?
Sergeant Andy shooting civilians. I'm sneaking past some guards to see my husband. And now I'm hiding out in a horrible caravan with you.
Eh?
No, let's not talk. Just a few moments to make sure no one's following me and...
Fine.
Far from it. And oh, what a surprise. You're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Oh, why are you really here, Mr. Steele? Ever since you started working here, I've wondered. Have you been rallying this mob?
What the fuck? I've been doing my best to help, actually.
What's in it for you?
Nothing, honestly. Where's this coming from?
It's been coming your way for a long time.
Mr. Colchester, may I just say, you can be such a dick.
What did you say?
You can be such a dick. I wish I'd never...
Go on.
Oh, forget it.
No, by all means. If you have something fascinating to say, say it. You wish you'd never what?
I wish I'd never brought you back, all right?
Brought me back from where?
No, like I said, forget it.
Wait, you don't seriously think... I mean, you don't think you... No, it was Colin, he brought me back. You brought me back?
Yep. From the dead. When I'd hit rock bottom, a woman told me I was special because I'd saved someone. I didn't believe her. But it turns out, I really had. You.
You're not serious.
You think I'd make that up? Ask Gore. They confirmed it. Now they're all spiritual. They know these things. So yeah, Colchester, I'm sorry. It wasn't your husband, it wasn't fate, it was me. I'm your glorious saviour.
I need to hold back.
Hold back what? Yeah,
but the pain's too much.
What can I do?
Either I'm in pain or the world is. What choice is that? What choice is...
Oh! Oh! Breathe! You have to breathe! What did you do?
Let's go and see!
Did you stop the water? Have we run out again?
Why must humans be so selfish? Why must they thirst for all the wrong things?
Let's get out of here.
There isn't time for that.
What was that?
This is it, Colin.
What's what?
This is where it finishes.
What's this?
You two.
We're told there's water here. Where is it?
There's no more water.
Where have you hidden it? We need this water.
Ah.
What's going on?
Oh, you need this water, do you? Look at me. Look at me.
What? What's happening?
Tell me, humans, how greedy you are, how rotten you are, how hurtful and angry and thoughtless and desperate.
What the hell?
And I will make you drown in it.
What's with the glowing? Stop it.
Oh.
Look to the heavens.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
Look at them. Listen to them scream.
Do you suppose you could nip outside and collect some of that water in a saucepan? I'd like one last cup of tea before... Well, I'd like one last cup of tea.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, actually, no. We may not have time. You need to leave now.
Leave? But I can't leave. I'd have to lock up.
No, just do as I say, Alice. Walk into the rain. That way you won't get hurt.
Okay.
And so it starts. Always with terrible weather. It never rains, but it pours.
Oh! You okay?
Look at this place.
Wait. It's raining out there. Now you've made it rain.
Yes. And now I'm done.
This is amazing. You must be exhausted for all you've done for us. If nobody else can say it, I will. Thank you.
Why thank me?
The rain. You've made it rain. You've saved the world.
Do you know why it's raining? Because I'm crying. The closed system. Closed for good.
I don't understand.
What did you humans call today? Day zero. The day you realize how low you can go.
Ow! Ow! What do you think you're doing? Do you know who I am?
We know. That's why we're doing it.
Ow.
Get in the van.
No, there's been a mistake. I demand to speak to Director Davison.
You're being arrested on his orders?
No, there must be some mistake. I helped him. I just gave him what he wanted.
Well, maybe he's got no more use for you now.
But I gave him everything.
Day zero. When it all comes crashing down around you.
And that's the raid all organised. Target should be acquired by 1800 hours.
Okay, excellent. One more thing, Sal.
Yes?
We know it was you who leaked the report. You're fired.
Day zero. When it's all over.
And as the rain looks set to continue, we're just hearing that both casualties have died. We've been promised a statement on the incident by Sergeant Andrew Davidson.
Day zero. The very first day of the last.
So the end begins. In 3, 2, 1.
This is the DRC! Put your hands in the air and remain absolutely still.
Oh, don't worry, I won't resist. You can even have one of my biscuits.
Oh, no, there's none left. Ah, well.
All good things.
Ah, it's over. And there was me thinking Cardiff had given up.
Yeah. This place never gives up.
So, I suppose I owe you a...
Nah. Save it till you mean it.
Now it's your turn to cry.
I can feel everything you're feeling. It's flooding through me like... Why are we all so awful?
I don't know. I let your needs and desires feed off me as long as they could. But now it's too much. They're feeding off the world. I have to go now.
What? Don't, please! Stay! Help us!
I can't. I won't.
We can't help ourselves!